This is the Preparedness Radio Network. This live show is brought to you by the Wonder Mill Company located in Pocatello, Idaho. Wonder Mill produces the world's number one rated electric grain mill and the world's best and fastest manual hand grinders. The only company in the world with both types of grain mills. Wonder Mill products just make better flour. Wonder Mill products increase your baking and menu selections and help make all of your food more delightful. The company's newest kitchen appliance is the highly acclaimed Wonder Mix Kitchen Mixer and Blender. This combination appliance will help you create tasty recipes and healthier meals with fresh, home-ground flour. Preparedness Radio's presentation of self-reliance, survival, and homesteading information will help you develop your family's distinctive preparedness lifestyle. Listen now to your show hosts and their guests on Preparedness Radio.
Welcome back to Barefoot is Legal. We had a little interruption there, but I am back. I apologize for that. Not always the most technically inclined. So definitely a challenge, but we'll get there. Again, please don't hesitate to call in at 347-324-3704. Again, that's 347-324-37. Forward to hearing from you. And see what you have to say on the subject. Definitely would love to hear from you. I'm going to take a quick look out here. The Society for Barefoot Living right now to see what's going on in the group. And one of the things I noticed is we are still sitting around 5,500 members, which is great because I know that there was a cleanup done recently, and that was to eliminate some of the people that were really into it for more of a fetish reason and not the correct reasons, and everything on their posts were strictly about that. So that was actually a good thing to do, but still shows that we're 5,500 strong, which I think is great. Love to see it. Influence will have, of course, and would love to see it go in that direction. Have a post out here, a mark that's saying rainy and chilly in South Carolina today. Same thing. People up and down the East Coast responding back, but I think that's great as well. Well, actually enjoying it. All right, what else do we have new? Let's see. Well, one of the things I've noticed, we have quite a few new members. That's always great to hear, speaking about the membership as well. And a lot of people, first time getting out there and trying it, didn't realize that it was allowed and could do it. Getting great responses. So please tell your friends and have them and, join up. We're going to go ahead and take a quick ad break, and we'll talk to you here shortly.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Thank you for listening to Freedomizer Radio.
Brought to you by the Wundermill Company and its world-renowned products that make better flours. The Wundermill Electric Grain Mill, the world's number one rated electric grain grinding machine. The Wunder Junior and the Wunder Junior Deluxe, world's best and fastest manual hand grinders. And the Wunder Mix Kitchen Mixer and Blender Combination. Wundermill's newest kitchen appliance that makes home cooking and meal preparation easier. These Wundermill products will increase your baking and recipe selections as you create healthier foods and taste your menus with fresh homegrown flours. Whether your need to be prepared is due to natural, man-caused, or personal disasters, preparedness saves lives.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea. But you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Welcome back. We are back with Barefooted Legal. Again, our phone lines are open at 347-324-3704. And I encourage everyone to go ahead and dial in. We could definitely love to hear from you. We were talking earlier about, you know, the Society for Barefoot Living and the increased activity we've been seeing, so we know that there is interest out there. This radio show is also a good way for you to express your thoughts and opinions. Free to use it. That's what it's here for, your benefit. So, look forward to hearing from you. Again, that's 347-324-3704. Back to the Society for Barefoot Living. Again, we're sitting just a little bit over 5,512 members. It says 56 new members, and I really think that's amazing. I can remember early on in the Society for Barefoot Living, or actually even before that, there was a thing called the 30 Soul Society, which actually this morphed from, and I always remember there was like this magical number we could never seem to get above 1,000. And really, it's stayed that way for many years. It varied slightly. And it's only been really in the last year, maybe 2 years, that we've seen this significant growth. So it definitely shows that there's a new trend, new interest developing, which is a good thing to hear. Love to get your thoughts on that as well. All right. It seemed a little disjointed even more than normal. Something is going on with my computer. My mouse just won't stand still, so I'm having trouble running into crazy technical issues. I don't know if the battery's going dead or what the deal is, but it's like the cursor is just jumping all over the place. So it's rather distracting trying to work with it, but I'll get through it after the show. I'll change the battery and hopefully that will solve the problem. But it's just like bouncing all over the place. Also, if you have some technical knowledge, please feel free to dial in on the line as well. Tell me how to make this thing stop. But so again, our lines are open. Please feel free to dial in. We might be cutting this show short with the technical issues today, but I really don't want to do that. I want to leave it open for anyone that is interested. If you're out there, please let me know. If not, I don't see any sense of keeping it open. So please feel free to dial in. We have an article here. We can go ahead and called The Barefoot Philosophy. It says, going barefoot, I realize it is a perfect metaphor for my philosophy of life, the barefoot philosophy. When you go barefoot, you become naked, you simplify, you become a minimalist. It's a hard philosophy to explain, because others often judge it as weird, hippie-like, as if that's bad, unpractical, and it's very practical. And while it may indeed be weird, or I would say seem weird, I don't think it is, but it is also beautiful. In a nutshell, the barefoot philosophy, to embrace the barefoot philosophy, you don't actually have to go barefoot. But I think that definitely helps. Again, it's a metaphor for how you might live your life on these principles. Light. When you're barefoot, you feel light. You're not in anything in life. You can be light. It is a wonderful thing. Think traveling light or moving to a new city without too much stuff. And I think that's a good point. One of the things I have noticed when I go barefoot or watch other people, if you get a chance, if you watch somebody that is going barefoot, they are definitely lighter on their feet because obviously you're not carrying that extra weight around. And I think it's more than just the weight of the shoes. It's the fact that since you're out of alignment, you're not as free in your movements either. So keep that in mind and just look out for that. See what he says here is walking barefoot, you feel free without restrictions of shoes. Similar to the light above, fewer burdens and restrictions in your life, the freer you are. Think of how easy it would be to pick up and travel or move and change jobs or do something with a friend in the middle of a work day. Which is true. We all have a responsibility, so it's nice to be able to just think we can leave it all behind, and some people, I guess, can. But it is true, though, when you're walking without shoes, you don't have that restrictive feeling. You definitely feel lighter, as I mentioned before, or less restrictive. You actually get to a point where when you're so used to walking barefoot that you just really feel claustrophobic in shoes. I've always said, would you wear something like a shoe on any other part of your body, put something like that on your hands every day and literally leave them there for the entire day? I can't even imagine that, let alone on your feet. The next thing it says, naked without shoes, you feel a bit naked. Being naked compared to public is scary, but it's also an exhilarating feeling. Once you get the comfort with nakedness, it's kind of fun. I don't know if I relate so much to that one, but I guess for some that would definitely be a perk and a benefit. For me, I don't really have a strong. I guess the free and the light, probably my views of what they might also mean by the naked part here, but I don't really personally have that that benefit. Pleasurable. The point of walking barefoot is to experience the pleasure of feeling the surface beneath your feet. The sensations of marvelous, cool, warm, textured, plush, smooth, rough, anything in life, you can experience these sensations of whatever you're doing. This is a beautiful thing. Think of the sensation of eating, swimming, washing dishes. Odd one to put in there. Sitting on a horse, lying in the grass under the sun, kissing the rain. Again, I can definitely relate to that one. The texture and temperature is something to me that really one of the definite joys of going without shoes. I'm always amazed at how I can be enjoying a certain thing, like on a warm day, walking into a store or something that has a very cool, smooth floor or something, and how good that feels. And other people just are not getting that same feedback through their feet. And it really has always amazed me, because I swear it definitely changes your whole outlook and attitude of how you feel. Like I said, a very refreshing to change, constantly change the surface that you're walking on. I've heard a saying before, and it's so true, that when you walk with shoes on, the whole world feels like an insole, which it does. But that's the only feedback you're getting, is the feeling of being locked up in that same trophobic environment. When you're walking between temperatures and textures, even if some of them are not completely pleasant, just the experience of changing between them adds so much. It really does change your whole experience. You also have to slow down and kind of live in the moment a little bit. And that may sound kind of hippie-ish, or not that, again, there's anything against that. I'm not trying to make any correlation there, but something about just living and attention to what you're doing at any given specific time definitely makes life more pleasurable. The next thing it says is aware. You're more aware of the ground. When you're shod, you can walk for miles without really thinking about the surface, similar to what we were just talking about. In anything you do, increasing your awareness of your surroundings is a desirable thing. Think of walking outside or being inside a car or shutting off the mobile devices so you can talk to people around you or pay attention to the beauty around you. We have so many things these days that compete for our attention. You think about it, probably more than any other time in history, we are constantly having things that compete for our attention. And when you can focus and block that out, sort of, and focus on what you're doing, that's always a positive thing. So I, again, encourage you to try it. The next is similar, says present. The beauty of walking barefoot is it brings you back to the present moment. Again, it's about perceived sight of someone else early in the day, or worry about what might happen later when you're walking barefoot. In anything you do, if you can stay in the present moment, you'll experience life to the fullest, similar to the aware above. So I would say that's pretty much, in my mind, the same kind of thing. I'm going to have to grab a battery, so I apologize for 1 second. I will be right back. All right, I'm back. Still seem to be having technical issues. Don't know what that's about, but I'll just forward stretch. We'll move forward. Right now, we'll just try to stay in the moment and see what we find. The next says conformist. One of the hardest things about walking barefoot isn't the temperature or possibility of pebbles, it's the nonconformity of it all. It's being worried that others will think you're a dork or homeless or a dangerous radical. In And yet I've learned to embrace my non-conformist side and relish in being a bit different. Proud I'm not one of the sheep. There's nothing wrong with bucking social norms if it's for a good reason. And that's a good point. One of the things I've found, and I've heard it over and over again so many times, and experienced it myself, is, as it says here, one of the hardest things isn't the temperature or the pain or anything else, it's the nonconformity. Since it is something that's not considered normal, it makes you really aware that we live in a society that really has a lot to do with unwritten rules. What an expectation is, regardless of what brought that expectation about, whether it was prejudice at times throughout throughout history, whatever the issue may be, if it becomes the norm and you're bucking it, as long as you're doing it for a good reason, then it's actually a very awakening. It's something that really makes you step back and realize how much like sheep we can be as people. To a certain extent, I mean, it's necessary to live in a society. You know, you have to be able to have certain rules in place and you'll follow certain sorts of social norms. But when you go against breaking something, you know, like I said, even if it's for a good reason, and others don't readily see that reason, it really opens your eyes to how people in general judge other people for things. So again, that's, to me, that's been a very enlightening thing. Again, we'd love to hear your experiences, so please feel free to call in. We have that line open. We'd love to talk to people about this. And I can read this all day, but it's so much better if we can have somebody to talk with on it. But again, that to me, the nonconformist part, is probably the hardest thing. It also, one of the things, is I think we all have preconceptions about how you'll be received, think of you. And one of the things I've found is by challenging that, it can be very rewarding in that a lot of times you find that's just not the case. And sometimes by opening up in such a way, by doing something that you feel strongly about, you'll learn so much about other people that they would normally hide themselves, because everybody's living the same, bond to following certain social norms. And, where you might have been afraid what friends or family might think, and in some cases that can truly be realized, there's no doubt about it. But I would say the majority of the time, that's not the case. It's more you'll find that they're more supportive and actually more respectful that you're trying something. And that you're leading and not following. So I think it is definitely a very wide subject, to really think about the conformity of it. It's not just as simple as bucking against a social norm. It's all of the nuances, the way it fits together, things that you learn from it, the way that you view, it lets you kind of step outside of yourself and see the world from a different perspective. There's a show I love to watch called Brain Games. And if you ever have a chance, please watch it. But it really talks to how we all perceive different things. They'll show a magician doing something and how he's doing something in plain sight, but people don't see it. Because their mind is focused somewhere else. There's many examples of that that they'll do as an example. And it's kind of true. You see that this. I'm not trying to say other people. But we see what we expect to see. And that's why when you're outside of the conformance norm, it can definitely throw people off. But I've also found that wearing a barefoot sandal, I make there, so I'm not here to promote that, but to me, and there's definitely a lot of different thoughts on this, but to me, makes it very easy and acceptable to go just about anywhere barefoot because people see what they expect to see. So if there's something covering the top of your foot or even part of it, in the case of mine, it looks like a pair of flip-flops on the top with nothing underneath. And the world goes about its business. Doesn't even notice me. And at first I thought it was just sooner or later somebody's going to say something, notice something. Literally for over 2.5 years, I have been everywhere you can possibly think of wearing nothing but barefoot sandals. And nobody treats me any different. Occasionally people do notice, but it's only almost like a different part of their brain is activated. They're not turned off by it. They're more just curious. So I also encourage trying that. Now, there's some people that may say you're trying to fool somebody with it. At first I was even concerned and found more than not is not that you're trying to fool somebody. I mean, you're obviously still barefoot. If they want to see it, they can see it. But it's making it more socially acceptable at some subconscious level. And if that helps to be able to bridge that gap, to me, I'm all for it. And my experiences have been very positive in that respect. And again, there's plenty of them out there. Mine is still having major challenges getting manufactured. One of these days they will be out there, but it has been such a challenge to get them manufactured. But there are other ones available as well right now. Just trying that. Back to the article. The last one it has on here is non-consumerist. Shoe companies would hate it if there were a major barefoot movement because there are no product we could sell as a solution. Well, actually, I just spoke of one, a barefoot sandal. This isn't true. Environmentalism, there are tons of green products, so I guess they're going on to say there's... But actually, when you think about it, and you think about how many shoes fill up landfills, I don't consider myself a true 100% green environmentalist type. But when you hear of the millions of tons of, you know, non-biodegradable or slow biodegradable products that we're every year shoving into a landfill, you know, the literally millions of tons, it's ridiculous. And if it was for a reason, that's one thing. But most of this is so unnecessary, so impractical, once you have made the change. And again, I'm not somebody that's advocating never wearing shoes, although there are people that do that. Mine is more wear them the same way you would wear gloves or safety glasses or earplugs or a helmet or any other safety device. Wear them when you need to, and then you'll find out that you don't need to nearly as often as you would think. The world, especially once you're used to going barefoot, is far less dangerous than people make it out to be. And again, going back to something I spoke of earlier, I actually think it's the opposite. It's far safer, causing foot problems and irritations and rubs and blisters and all kinds of problems that they get from a shoe that you just don't experience. And I also believe if you look back in history a little bit, you know, during the Industrial Revolution, it might have been a bigger concern. You know, things were made of closer to raw materials than they are now. You know, now if I go into a fast food restaurant, what's the worst that's going to happen? Am I going to step on a plastic knife? There's just not, you know, what? Think about that for a minute. Where is the real issue? Some people refer to germs, bacteria, and so forth. The thing about that is all of us at any given time have over 300 trillion with a T. Think about how big that number is. You know, with the national debt hovering, you know, in the high teens, and how huge that number is, you know, in trillions. 90 trillion microorganisms on or in us at any given time. Good news about that is if we didn't have most of them, we wouldn't survive. They're actually little micro machines that are performing services from us, that are keeping us safe, that are warding off dangers to us. And when you insulate yourself from them, the body doesn't have a chance to adapt. It can't help you build up your immunity. Kind of like when the new settlers came to the United States, the New World, the Americas, killed off many of the indigenous people because they had no defense mechanisms to the different diseases that were brought in. In a similar way, when you're putting on shoes and protecting yourself from all these, quote, bacteria and just different viruses and everything else, your body doesn't have a chance to sample that and build up any immunity. The other thing to think about is your biggest concern is wet openings. You know, you can touch pretty much all of the wet openings on your body with your hands. And that's how almost any type of germ or bacteria is going to get into you. It's not going to crawl through your skin, as many would have you believe. There are things that do that. However, they are so minimal, and ever since there's been indoor plumbing in this country, you know, hookworms have practically been eradicated, especially the type that affect people. And they are different from the ones that animals get. So, you know, the dangers that are posed from a health, you know, if you're concerned about that, think more about what you're touching with your hands and where you're putting your hands. As long as you're not putting your feet into your wet openings, which I'm sure there are people out there that can do, but I don't think many of us do that. the real issue is transference through your hands and what you touch on your body. It's not so much that they're coming through your feet. The other thing to think about is germs, bacteria, any of that get on and in your shoes all the time. How often do you wash your shoes? Most people just don't. I know I never really do or did. Just don't. Are going to be washing them at least a minimum once a day. So there's that as well, that you're constantly going to be cleaning off. And if you go barefoot a lot of times, you'll maybe wash twice a day. I've heard many people say that. I've done it myself often. Another thing that's amazing about our bodies is that our feet are actually self-cleaning. I don't know if you knew this, but every time you take a step, they're literally, the way they're designed, the way they move, clean themselves off. So that's another remarkable thing about the way we're designed. So, you know, I don't think you have any shoes that will do that. But literally just by the amazing way we're made, that we're actually self-cleaning. We're up to a time for another ad break, so I'm going to go ahead and switch us over, and I'll be back shortly. And we'll see you on the other side here.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
As a prepper, facts mean life. It's a good idea to have the facts before you need them. We've got your answers at SurvivalCD.com. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder of SurvivalRing.org, one of the oldest survival-oriented websites on the web, now in our 18th year. Survival Ring focuses on you, providing thousands of downloadable ebooks on survival preparedness and self-reliance information, all for free. Everything we offer online can be yours without spending weeks or months downloading and organizing every file yourself. We've created the Survival CD package made up of 14 multimedia discs, all easily accessed with any computer, with a DVD drive and web browser. Save time and get everything in a package that only takes up 1 inch of shelf space. When you prepare, you want to know history and what threats are most likely where you live. With over 30 gigabytes of preparedness and survival resources, Survival CD gives you everything in one wonderful package, full of useful, always needed, old school knowledge for when the world gets a bit too crazy and out of control. Add to your plans and abilities with SurvivalCD.com's package of appropriate technology information, manuals, history, how-tos, and good old-fashioned American know-how. SurvivalCD.com, your family emergency preparedness digital library.
This is the Freedomizer Radio Network. This live show is brought to you by the Wonder Mill Company, located in Pocatello, Idaho. Wonder Mill produces the world's number one rated electric grain mill and the world's best and fastest manual hand grinders, the only company in the world with both types of grain mills. Wonder Mill products just make better flour. Wonder Mill products increase your baking and menu selections and help you make all your foods more delightful. The company's newest kitchen appliance is the highly acclaimed WonderMix Kitchen Mixer and Blender. This combination appliance will help you create tasty recipes and healthier meals with fresh home ground flours. Preparedness Radio's presentation of self-reliance, survival, and homesteading information will help you develop your family's distinctive preparedness lifestyle. Listen now to our show host and their guest on Preparedness Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you again. We're in our last half hour. Again, I definitely encourage you to call in. I'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 347-324-3704. Definitely would like to hear your perspectives. I've spoken on quite a few different topics, probably showing my ADD here a little bit, bouncing all around, but barefoot lifestyle can be rather complex. You wouldn't think so, but there's a lot of things that we learn from it, and a lot of very surprising things. You know, we were talking before the break about the concern for bacteria and germs, and you know, that's always a concern people have. The research that I found is these hand sanitizers that people use so often, you probably want to do some research on. They can cause a lot of problems because they're killing so much of the good bacteria that we definitely need. I truly believe one of the things that I've learned in my time of researching and going barefoot is this idea that we sanitize ourselves to protect ourselves is really the opposite of what's true. And there's actually doctors that have supported that as well, you know, actually recommending things reason for that, more than any, is a child's feet are not the same as ours. What we have is bones. A child, in fact, into their late teens, it's more of a cartilage material. It hasn't calcified yet. Whenever you stick that inside of a shoe, it's going to be mutilating, disforming the foot. I honestly think if we could jump forward into the future and look back, we're going to see issues today similar to how we look at the foot bindings that were done in ancient civilizations, and how barbaric that was. I don't think we're far off in some cases, and you really want to be convinced. Look at somebody that truly goes barefoot a lot, and then there's amazingly, their feet look way healthier. In fact, there's actually studies that have been done comparing societies that wear shoes and don't wear shoes, and comparing the bones of people in times when they were not wearing shoes, and their feet were a lot healthier than ours are today. So I can actually see that myself, even when I know that don't wear shoes, or looking at myself and comparing to people of my age, I truly believe that it's helped me to maintain a healthier body in general, not just the feet, but definitely forming. And you think about when you're closed in the shoe, it's got an increased temperature. It's a moist, damp environment, breeds more bacteria. In fact, they say more of the worst kind will live in that type of an environment. So just something to think about. Things are not always what they seem on the surface. And I think that's one of the many things I'd like to say in this. If there's any thread that's been in this program today that ties together, is that things are not always the way they are, first appear on the surface, and until you dig deeper and learn more about something, you don't really see that. We encourage you to, if you're not already in a barefoot lifestyle, to at least do the research for yourself, try it. Like anything, there's that period that you have to adapt, and if you're not willing to. Just like if you never exercise and you go and exercise, it's something that's not going to be enjoyable at all. But if you trudge through the pain because your body's not used to it, it becomes a rewarding experience. It's the same thing. In a similar way, I also do pet rescue. I always will send the cat or dog home for 2 weeks to see how they're going to work in somebody's home, and we give instructions on how the adaptation period should be, and that's why we give 2 weeks. And some of it is not introducing to other animals for at least a week. And I don't know how many times people will, come back to us the very next day and want to return the animal. They're not getting along with their other animal. It's anything in life that's worthwhile usually takes some effort and a little bit of time. And this is the same way. It's not going to be the next day everything's going to be wonderful. There is a period of adjustment, but once the adjustment's made, that actually brings me over to more of the success stories we've had making that parody, where people are just have such a fulfilling experience because they went through the adaption process with the animals. And again, the same with exercising or going without shoes or whatever it may be in life. We've gotten to a period of time where we think we can take a pill and fix everything instantly. And that's really not how things work. If it's anything, that's another thing I've learned. You've got to give time. You've got to let your body adapt. But once it does, then it becomes a very rewarding experience. Coming up on the last about 15 minutes, I'd love to have at least one call on the show today. But whatever you'd like to talk about, please call in. 347-324-3704. Definitely look forward to hearing from you. Again, it's 347-324-3704. And again, normally we have two hosts, so you don't have to listen to me the entire time rambling on to my experiences. But with the weather again, our other host, Tony, was not able to make it. So we definitely thoughts and prayers with her going through this bad weather, along with so many people up and down the Eastern Seaboard there that are experiencing mainly the rain event, but also the high tides. Even though the hurricane went off to the northeast, it's still producing unusually high tides. So on top of an already saturated area, so we definitely wish them the best going through that. Weather, talking about weather, here we're coming into the winter, and I've actually seen some posts where people discuss, how do you go barefoot in the wintertime? How do you endure the cold? Well, first, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, so don't really get that cold. But it actually, because of our high humidity, we do get some rather cold days. And for years, I would go to more of a shod lifestyle during the winter months. But in the last, I'd say now 3 years, I went year-round barefoot. The amazing thing to me, speaking about how our bodies work and everything, is what it actually did is I don't get cold anymore. I don't feel that change. It may be as simple as improved circulation, walking without shoes on. Some of the things I've read, I truly believe it also could be the way our body regulates temperature. Think about it. When you have shoes on, the temperature inside that shoe can be, 105 plus degrees, going all the way up to 110. So if you're outside in the middle of winter and, it's 30 degrees out, but your feet that have the most nerve endings of any part of your body is sending a signal back saying it's 105 degrees, it's going to really, I have to believe, screw up the way your body regulates temperature. I actually believe it's probably opening up your pores. Not that I have a lot of science to back this up or anything, although I've dabbled in that a little bit about it, because it thinks, I need to perspire a little here. I'm showing 105 degrees on my feet. And I believe that stinging feeling you get when it's cold might be related to that. Now you may say, I don't have any real scientific proof to back this up, but what I do have is real-world experience that since I've switched, I don't get that anymore. I don't have that stinging feeling anymore. I truly don't. In fact, it was something that was so surreal that I didn't even really realize the change until I noticed people around me that were freezing, and I just wasn't. I just wasn't cold anymore. And I was usually the first one to be cold. And now I'm watching other people having to put jackets on and freezing and shivering, and I'm just not cold for whatever the reason is. I can speculate about it all day long, but regardless of the reason, I'm sure very thankful for it, because I never was a cold nature person, never could stand being cold. In fact, I can remember about 2 years now, when I first started going, close to three, first started going year-round, there was a day that was extremely cold, and we're going to a restaurant, and I left, put shoes on just because I felt that I would be, looked at a little strangely, but not. And the one thing I can remember is I was just like burning up. I was like so hot inside of that restaurant. Couldn't even imagine. It was still when everybody else was freezing. So that was the last time I did that. stand on. It was just like, nope, I don't care what other people are like. I need to do what's right for me. But a lot of this is about doing what's right for yourself. And I think it will also help the general population as well as they start seeing and they switch over. So again, I would highly encourage you to try if you're not already living this lifestyle. There are so many different benefits, and so many of them, you know, are not readily apparent even first. I'm getting a beeping in my ear. I'm not sure why yet, but I don't know if we're going to get cut off here. Just want to let you know. It's been a few times now. It's beeping in my ear. I don't know if you're hearing that or not. But we're nearing the end of the show anyways. So next week, we should be back to having a regular two hosts. And please dial back in next week, same time, same place. I again encourage you to call in and, you know, put yourself out there. Give it a shot next week. Give it a try. We'll be here. Well, the beeping stopped for a moment, and it still shows I have time left, so I don't really know why it was doing that. But, again, sure why I was doing that. There it goes again. So again, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Not sure if you're hearing me or if there's technical issues. And again, since we didn't have a co-host, I think I've covered just about everything I could possibly cover this week. Again, this week, give it a try if you haven't already. Come back next week. Give us your thoughts. Let us know how it went. Again, like anything, give it time. It takes a little adjustment period, but I would definitely look forward to hearing your responses. Thanks again, and we'll talk with you next week.
This is the Freedomizer Radio Network. This live show is brought to you by the Wonder Mill Company, located in Pocatello, Idaho. Wonder Mill produces the world's number one rated electric grain mill and the world's best and fastest manual hand grinders. The only company in the world with both types of grain mills. Wonder Mill products just make better flour. Wonder Mill products increase your baking and menu selections and help you make all your foods more delightful. The company's newest kitchen appliance is the highly acclaimed WonderMix Kitchen Mixer and Blender. This combination appliance will help you create tasty recipes and healthier meals with fresh home ground flours. Preparedness Radio's presentation of self-reliance, survival, and homesteading information will help you develop your family's distinctive preparedness lifestyle. Listen now to our show host and their guest on Preparedness Radio.
My name is Dr. Eric Norman. I have studied vitamin B12 deficiency for over 35 years. I have developed the urinary MMA test to detect tissue B12 deficiency early, allowing treatment and prevention of permanent disability. B12 deficiency can cause anemia, but also neurologic problems such as spinal cord degeneration, paranoia, and dementia. B12 is found only in animal sources, so vegetarians become deficient. As people age, they may not produce enough stomach acid or intrinsic factor protein for absorption of B12 and become deficient. Up to 10% of seniors may have a normal serum B12 level, but a tissue B12 deficiency causing a 3 times greater risk for heart attack, stroke, or Alzheimer's. For more information, visit B12.com.
You've been listening to The Dr. Prepper Show with number one best-selling preparedness author James Talmadge Stevens. Each week, Dr. Prepper brings you useful and timely information on how to prepare for an uncertain future. In times like these, it pays to be prepared. Questions or comments? contact Dr. Prepper through his website at drprepper.com. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. And remember, preparedness saves lives.